Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, September 22nd, 2022. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. The Attorney General of New York sues Donald Trump. Florida Governor DeSantis responds to a lawsuit in Massachusetts. Ratings crash for NBC's latest news show. Half of Americans consider themselves workaholics. Also ahead, hard times for Black Lives Matter. But first, New York Attorney General Letitia James filing a civil lawsuit against the Trump family. The Democrat claims Mr. Trump and his children filed false financial statements. Said Ms. James, quote, claiming you have money that you do not have does not amount to the art of the deal. It's the art of the steal, unquote. Now, Donald Trump denies all wrongdoing, points out that he paid back every bank loan and had a disclaimer on the evaluations of his property. Just to be fair here. Florida Governor DeSantis releasing new evidence after far-left lawyers in Massachusetts filed a class action lawsuit against him. The group says DeSantis, quote, orchestrated a fraudulent and discriminatory scheme when he flew 50 migrants to Martha's Vineyard. DeSantis says all of the migrants signed consent forms and he has them. Documents show all of the migrants voluntarily made the trip to Massachusetts, so this lawsuit will probably be thrown out. NBC News launched a new program and it has crashed and burned already. The show called Daily averaged just 930,000 viewers during its opening week, finishing dead last in the daytime ratings. By comparison, 4.2 million Americans watched The Price is Right. Total viewership of all network TV down 50% compared to 2001. Study from the University of Georgia finds 55% of adults consider themselves workaholics. Most employees spend 20 hours a week focused on the job outside of the office. 75% check emails over the weekend. In a moment, these are depressing times for the Black Lives Matter movement. Right back with that analysis. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD. 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update. Message of the day is the Black Lives Matter movement over. According to research done by Spiked Online, Black Lives Matter has had little positive impact in America. Since the formation of the group in 2013, the number of police shootings remains about the same in the USA. In total, 994 people were shot and killed by police in 2015. That figure rose by 16 last year, 6 years later. So it's what they call flat. Meantime, overall crime in America has skyrocketed. In 2020, the USA tallied more than 20,000 murders, the most since 1995. That was the crack war time. New York City added more than 100 additional homicides and endured a 58% increase in the murder rate. In Chicago, murders up 65%, killings in Louisville, Kentucky up 80%. Now, the homicides are increasing in nearly every American city because the American police are now underfunded and vilified in many places thanks to Black Lives Matter. In addition, the leader of the Black Lives Matter Global Foundation, based in Los Angeles, is now accused of stealing $10 million in donations. Shallow Maya Bowers allegedly funneled the money into his personal bank accounts. A civil lawsuit is underway in LA. The group's founder, Patrice Cullors, recently resigned after she used donations to purchase a bunch of luxury homes. And BLM recently bought a $6 million mansion in Toronto, Canada, previously owned by the Communist Party of Canada. So much for helping African Americans. This is not a complicated story. The Black Lives Matter Global Foundation used donations, which topped $100 million, to enrich its leadership. Meanwhile, Black citizens are in grave danger from violent criminals, not the police, in poor neighborhoods across the country, especially in places like New York City, LA, and Chicago. We all know that. The stats are obvious to anyone who wants to look. Now, the liberal media will never, ever report the truth about the Black Lives Matter movement. But we will, because it is harming all Americans, and in particular, poor Americans of color. Drug gangs are running wild in the ghettos. And all of this stems from the attacks on the police. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And my new book, Killing the Legends, The Lethal Danger of Celebrity, comes out next Tuesday. In a moment, something you might not know.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 50 years ago this week, one of the most popular television programs ever debuted on CBS. The show spanned 11 seasons and 250 episodes. MASH had arrived. Here is the story. Based on a 1968 novel by Richard Hooker and a subsequent film directed by Robert Altman, MASH the TV show was set during the Korean War. The title MASH is short for Mobile Army Surgical Hospital. The program premiered on September 17, 1972, quickly became a massive hit. Millions watched every week to see Alan Alda and his crew treat the wounded and then mock their superior officers. Most of the plots of MASH were critiques of the country's ongoing war in Vietnam. It was an allegory. In the middle of MASH's tenure, Al and Alda took creative control, co-writing and directing 40 episodes. Alda, as you may know, is an avid liberal. After 11 years on the air, MASH then came to a close. In February 1983, CBS aired a 2.5-hour finale, and the whole country watched. It was the biggest audience ever up to that time. In total, MASH won 14 Emmys, 9 Golden Globes, was honored with a Peabody Award for Excellence in Broadcasting. Now, the 1970 film, which is brilliant, starred Donald Sutherland and Elliot Gould, and it was nominated for 5 Academy Awards, winning Oscar for Best Screenplay. Some of the TV cast are still acting today. Loretta Switch, she played Hot Lips. Alan Alda himself, still acting, Jamie Farr, Klinger, and Mike Farrell. They are all in their 80s. And here's something else you might not know. The finale of MASH was a colossal financial success with 130 million people watching. CBS sold 30-second commercials at $500,000 a spot, more than they charged for ads during the Super Bowl. Today, MASH continues in reruns. It is still a very funny show, a classic. Back after this.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.